person's face can tell a detailed story. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Lawrence Ian Reed, visiting assistant professor of psychology at Skidmore College, is studying the communicative nature of facial expressions.
The human face is a window into an enormous amount of information regarding emotional and motivational states. Just by looking at the face, we can tell which emotion is being felt. So happiness, sadness, anger, fear, disgust, contempt, and surprise all have distinct facial expressions. We can tell when two emotions are being blended together, so we can tell the difference between surprise paired with happiness and surprise paired with fear. And we can also tell the intensity of an emotion. For example, we can distinguish between slight annoyance and outright rage, and between a little bit of trepidation and outright terror, all by looking at the face, which is readily visible and difficult to conceal. Furthermore, facial expressions are difficult to fake. Specific facial muscles have been found to have two properties. First, they're difficult to stop in the presence of an emotion, and second, they're difficult to produce in the absence of an emotion. One might wonder, though, why is the face so intimately tied to our motivational and emotional systems? Wouldn't it be better if it wasn't? Wouldn't the smell of fear just egg on our opponents? Wouldn't we be better off with the poker face? More specifically, what is the benefit of honestly advertising something as intimate and private as our innermost subjective feelings and somewhere as conspicuous as the face? What our work has shown is that facial expressions of emotion, because they honestly signal emotional and motivational states, can serve as guarantors of threats and promises. Our words, because they can easily be fabricated, can't be trusted. Our faces, on the other hand, cannot lie and thus can be trusted. In this way, the inability to control the face is not a limitation, but a necessity.
That was Lawrence Ian Reed of Skidmore College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change. Where did you get?